Agatha Raisin by M.C. Beaton, dramatised for radio by David Semple and starring Penelope Keith as Agatha. The Disappearing Trick.
Yes, Chivers, I know I've been neglecting you, but you do only get one phone call from police custody.
Oh, Mrs. Raisin. It must have been such an ordeal.
It was indeed, Mrs. Bloxby. Especially going without cigarettes for 24 hours. Still, all that matters is getting my name cleared and the charges dropped.
Oh, well, you're welcome to stay at the vicarage for as long as that takes.
Oh, thank you. And thanks for looking after Chivers.
Oh, it's no trouble at all. She's the perfect house guest. And every morning she brings us a nice dead squirrel for breakfast.
Oh, Chivers.
Now, do help yourself to some toasted tea cakes and some homemade hawthorn jelly.
Is it made with actual hawthorns?
That's right. We're putting together a little cookbook at the Lady Society, full of recipes you can make from things you find in the hedgerow.
What a pity all I ever find is dead bodies.
Oh, Mrs. Raisin, I'm so sorry. I wasn't thinking.
It's all right. It was a very short-lived marriage, and I hadn't seen Jimmy for quite a few years.
Oh, well. Oh, I do hope they find who did it soon, and then your name can be cleared.
Well, I can't wait around for the police to solve things. I'm off to London at the weekend to find out a bit about Jimmy's final days.
Oh, Mrs. Raisin, do be careful. It isn't safe in London. Although, obviously, it's not always safe around here.
Quite. Though, don't worry. I will have Roy with me.
Oh, well, at least you've got someone to keep an eye on you.
Yes, Roy can be deadly, especially if you spill his Malibu and pineapple.
So, where exactly will you be going?
Well, we're heading for a drop-in centre that Jimmy used to visit.
Yes, but hold on. Won't they know you've been charged with his murder?
Ah. Well, I'll have to think of a pseudonym, won't I?
Yeah.
But before all that, I really need to talk to James, although I know right now I'm the last person he wants to see.
Oh, yes, James.
What's the matter?
He came round this morning when you were sleeping. He said he was off to stay with his sister for a few days in Greenwich.
Oh, I see. So I get arrested for murder and he goes swanning off to see his sister.
Well, it has all been a shock for him, too. Oh, he did leave me the keys to his cottage, and he said you could stay there just until he got back.
Oh, I wouldn't dare go into his perfect cottage. I mean, he's so pernickety. The slightest bit of fag ash on his carpet and he has a fit.
Oh, dear.
So I shall be heading straight for London, which means, Mrs. Bloxby, you've got Dead Squirrel on the menu for a little while longer.